grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. The text for our meditation on God's holy word tonight, this Maundy Thursday, is Exodus chapter 12. Gary read for you that just a moment ago, Exodus chapter 12, verses 1 to 14. Dear brothers and sisters in the faith, from tonight's lesson, the Lord says, "And I will see the blood, and I will see the blood, and I will pass over you." Those are words that you've used before. You said, "I got passed over. I got passed over." Those are words you've heard people use, and I'm sure you've used them as well, too. I've used them. An opening came for you at a job for work, maybe a promotion, and you got passed over. Somebody else got it. Maybe you were in school, and there was a chance to get a part in the play at school, and you got passed over. Somebody else got it. And you say to yourself, "That job should have been mine. That part in the play should have been mine. I had the experience for it. I had the qualifications for it. I deserved it. And frankly, because of that, this is unfair and this is unjust. I got passed over." As you were listening to tonight's lesson, was there anything there that struck you as unfair or unjust? Now, in these sensitive times that we live in, some people might say, "Well, the punishment upon the Egyptians was unfair and unjust. All of the plagues, and then finally, what was the last one? All of the firstborn of the land of Egypt were killed by the angel of the Lord. Maybe that was unfair. Maybe that was unjust." But if you would have asked the Israelites what they thought about that, would they have said it was unfair? Would they have said it was unjust? People whose lives had been made bitter by the Egyptians, whose lives were unnaturally shortened by their slave labor, people whose children Pharaoh tried to murder and wipe them all out, was it unjust? It seems to me, as you look at the lesson tonight, there's only one particular one that got the short end of the stick, for whom things were unjust. And that was the lamb, or the young goat. Only a year of life. If you were that lamb, you'd done no harm to anyone. You did what the Lord created you to do. You were more faithful than any human being. And your life got cut short. Your life was cut short. Now, once again, maybe we do live in overly sensitive times, but it seems to me that that is where the unfairness lies. The creature that does not have sin should die, so that the creature, that's the rest of us, the creatures who are a whole rotten mess of sins, so that we can live. You got passed over. That's a Christian message. Christian message is, you got passed over. You did. And you know what? It wasn't fair. It wasn't just. You deserved the part. You deserved the job. You had the experience for it. You had the qualifications for it. You deserved it. And what was the part that you deserved? The part that you deserved was the part of the lamb. To play the part of the goat, to have the job of the goat, to be killed and cut off because of your sin. And the Bible even says that, book of Isaiah, all we like what? Sheep have gone astray. Every one of us has turned to his own way. And if you don't know it already, turning to your own way is not a compliment in the kingdom of God. It is not a virtue in the kingdom of God, nor is following your own mind or seeking your own path or doing what seems best to you. Now, this is going to sound strange, but it is very true, and that is that the Bible does not know of such a thing as religious freedom. It's not in there. What's in there is this. This is the one that I esteem, the person that I esteem, says the Lord. That person who is humble and contrite in heart and who trembles at my word. Humble, sorry for sin, and with no other voice that speaks in your heart with more authority than God's holy word. That, God says, is the person that I esteem. So, does he esteem you? Does he esteem me? If that's the measurement, I'm not exactly sure how the Lord could esteem you and esteem me. How could he do that? With all the pride that's there, with all the blindness to our failures, too sleepy before God, too discouraged, too slow to believe everything that God has promised. You and I deserve something different. We deserve to get the part of the lamb. We deserve to get the job of the goat. But our scripture reminds us that in place of you and me, somebody else stepped in. He got the part. He got the job, while you got passed over. All we like sheep have gone astray. Every one of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all. You got passed over. And be glad. Be glad that you got passed over. Be glad that the Lord says, when the angel of death comes by, I will see the blood. I'll see the blood there that's over the doorpost. I'll see the blood that's over a Christian and washes us clean. I will see the blood and I will pass over you. I won't see you because I see the blood. I won't see your sins because I see the blood of the sacrifice of the Lamb. Because where the blood is, your sin is covered and your sin is forgiven. Where the blood is, you have the esteem of God. Where the blood is, you have the favor of God. Where the blood is, you have the love of God that nothing can separate you from. It's the same blood that you take in the sacrament, as we will tonight, that assures you of forgiveness and pardon. There in Holy Communion, he shows you, God shows you, the price that he paid for you. And he says, my child, do you see the blood? Do you see the blood? I will see it too. Yea, though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you need fear no evil. Why? Because I will see the blood. Though your father and your mother forsake you, I will receive you because I see the blood. Though Satan should buffet the old hymn, though Satan should buffet and trial should come, let this blessed assurance control, I will see the blood. When death comes for you, it cannot hold you. And you don't need to be afraid because I will see the blood. And so tonight we come to Holy Communion. This night when we remember that Jesus instituted the sacrament for us, we come to receive the true body and the true blood of the Lord Jesus. And in a very real sense, we are like the Israelites of old. The blood is painted over your door. The blood is painted over my door. And the Lord says, do you see it? Do you see it? Because I see it. And you're passed over. You're passed over for the judgment upon your sin. And if you're passed over, you're going to get the very best from me. You are my child. You are under my favor. You have everlasting light. Take it and eat it and be assured. Like the old hymn says, here the true Passover lamb we see, whom God so freely gave us. He died on the accursed tree, so strong was his love to save us. See, his blood now marks our door. Faith points to that, and death passes o'er. and Satan cannot harm us. And may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, may it keep your hearts and your minds through faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen.